Oh, Detective. I was wondering when you'd show up. Oh, don't mind me. I was just admiring these geraniums. I've always been fond of the plants Father kept in here. Yes, that's right. Dr. Jen Orchid. But you may call me Jen. And, of course, I'd be happy to help in your investigation as best as I can. I hope you don't mind. I'm not one for conversation, usually. I'm actually quite introverted, and I prefer the plants, if that makes sense. See, I wrote my dissertation on crop gene therapy, particularly utilizing plant-borne viruses to enhance and reprogram the genome to be more fruitful come harvest. It's... well, I suppose you're not interested in hearing such things. Thank you, Detective. I'm glad I'm not boring you. My father only ever liked the shrubbery for their beauty that they exude. He was never fond of my line of work. It was quite difficult to please him. And now that he's gone, I suppose I'll never get the chance. Anyway, let's talk. There's a sitting area right over here, if that pleases. Yes, it is quite comfy, isn't it? Forgive me, Detective. I'm very tired. It's been a very hard evening. You understand, I hope. No, not at all. It's a question I'm happy to answer. I'm ready to answer any question, really. I'm not the type to evade. I've nothing to hide, as you'll soon discover. So, yes, as you no doubt heard, I was in the kitchen with Vivian and Amelia, helping Bianca with dessert. Or, at least I tried to. Vivian was being difficult, as she usually is. Beyond that, I can't offer any observation that would help. Well, other than the shouting in the study, you know, right before it happened. Yes, to be honest, I suspected foul play. It just didn't seem right. There was an air of tenseness about the place. I can't really explain it. Oh, Detective. We all had grounds to do it. We're a wealthy family. Wherever there's money, there's motive. And believe me, we all had plenty of motive. The Colonel, driven by jealousy. Mother, by the affair. Vivian, the spoiled, angry daughter written out of the will. Of course, we all knew about Father cutting her off. She wasn't exactly quiet about it. Furious, really. Anyway, where was I? Ah, yes, the maid. We all heard about that unfortunate incident. And Aunt Olivia, who stood to inherit a vast sum of the estate. As did I, truth be told. And as did Amelia. Though, to be fair, she's not in need of money. So, yes, we all stood to gain something, be it monetary or otherwise, from Father's death. In truth, it's hardly a surprise it happened. This family has always been the type to eat each other alive. A cannibal tribe, so to speak. Oh, so you've heard about that, then? Yes, it's no secret my father wasn't exactly supportive of me. He played the role and he did his part, don't get me wrong. But the truth is, he never loved me. Nor Vivian. Not like he loved Amelia, anyway. There was always an element of jealousy, and resentment. But, truth be told, I never hated him for it. I was adopted, after all. I knew I had to work extra hard for affection. I'm just disappointed that it never came to fruition. Yes, my sister, on the other hand, her, I hated. Vivian has always been a bona fide slut, and an embarrassment to this family. I'm surprised we didn't kill each other outright long before Father's murder. I always understood Father's inability to love Vivian, but I could never accept that he lumped me in the same group as her. A disappointment. But then, I suppose he wanted a daughter with more fervor, like Amelia. The slut and the scientist, opposites, and yet equally scorned by Father Dearest. We would have bonded over it, had we not hated each other so intensely. Really? You don't say? Well, that would explain a lot. If the cause of death was, in fact, sodium cyanide, then I can tell you that it would require means and connections beyond a mere layman. Yes. I suppose one could get the chemical from almonds. It's no secret that Father loved almonds, and kept a hearty supply in the kitchen. But, if you really must know, Detective, that seems like a ridiculous notion. Well, to start, in order to convert an almond to poison, you'd first have to extract the hydrogen cyanide from, say, a few thousand almonds. I would think that such a pilfering would be noticed by Miss White. But, even if that wasn't, the process of converting hydrogen cyanide to sodium cyanide would have to take place in an industrial lab, no doubt miles from here. So, the idea that someone came here to acquire the precursor to sodium cyanide, only to have it synthesize it elsewhere, seems unlikely, and rather cumbersome. More to the point, doing all of this would require either access to a lab, or the means to purchase a chemist's services, which would be far more difficult than, say, purchasing the sodium cyanide from a laboratory directly. So, in summation, I would wager that the poison was not manufactured from almonds, but rather obtained from a chemical retailer. No, Detective, it would be no easy task. It would require money. A lot of it. Sodium cyanide is a restricted substance, and in order to purchase it, one would have to have connections. And a lot of money, as I said. But, of course, there's no shortage of people in this very home, right now, who possess such means. Yes, I would find little trouble acquiring sodium cyanide, but I assure you, you're wrong to suspect me. I have no true motive to wish my father harm. None whatsoever. That's not... Fine. You've done your homework, it seems. It is true that my father pulled the rug out from our funding. You see, he had pledged to donate a lump sum to keep my research solvent, but he reconsidered, and we have struggled to stay afloat ever since. And yes, the inheritance would be, and frankly, will be a great help. But that does not make me the killer. I wouldn't kill my father. We didn't see eye to eye, and he certainly caused me enough grief in my life to warrant discontentment from me. But I've always loved him. I always will. I think I think I've said all I can. I don't know what more I can offer your investigation, Detective. Just Just promise me you'll find out who actually killed him. I confess, I would be delighted if you threw the book at Vivian, but in truth, I prefer justice be served. I hope you understand that. I would do anything to help you catch my father's killer, detective. Anything. The way I see it, you're performing such an important service to me. Is there any such service I can provide to compensate you? Don't be silly, detective. I may not know much about people, but I know men. I know there must be something I can do for you. Just say it. There now, that wasn't so hard, was it? I'd be happy to do that, detective. But before we begin, before I service you, just know that I'm not like my sister. I'm not a slut, truly. This is a professional courtesy. I hope you see it that way. Because my reputation's important to me. And I wouldn't want you, or anyone else, to think of me as some common whore. You do have an impressive penis, by the way. And so erect already. Tell me, detective, do you find me desirable? Well, I'll take that as a compliment. Why don't you just lean against the wall and enjoy yourself? This won't take long. You can rest assured. Yeah? You like my technique, huh? I learned it in college. I was a good student. A fast learner, you could say. The key is using your tongue to coax the corona of the glands. Coiling it as you apply suction. Pre-cum already. I think it's time I took you a bit deeper, don't you think? My goodness, detective. Your phallus fits my throat perfectly. Like a lock on key. It's okay, detective. You can thrust those hips if you like. It's a natural response. Don't be shy. Yeah, does my throat feel good around that pulsing shaft? Does it make you want to jettison that load straight into my stomach? Don't worry, just a little bit more and you'll be there. I feel you stiffening and extending as your sperm rises up your shaft. Just a little more. Rock those hips and fuck my throat. Do it. I know you're there. Let me coax it out from you. Just let the fertile load shoot from your tip down my throat. Feel.
me off now.
That was glorious, Detective. The way you tensed and forced me down the base as you ejaculated. That was something. Let me clean the excess now that you're spent. Very impressive. Your sperm is quite tasty, Detective. I'd go so far as to call it sweet. You're not a diabetic by any chance, are you? Well, in any case, that was delectable. Thank you very much, Detective. I'm glad to see you enjoyed it as much as I did. Anyway, now that I've serviced you orally, would you perhaps care to go another round with me? I don't normally offer intercourse, least of all with strangers, but you seem like someone I can trust, and someone with the vigor to satisfy me. Would you like that, Detective? Would you like to be inside of me? As I expected, you're so virile, Detective. You haven't even gone soft in the interim. I would love to time your refractory period. Little experiment, if you don't mind. Another time then, perhaps. I can see you're not in the mood right now. Oh, don't worry, Detective. You don't need to worry about conceiving a child with me. I'm a woman of science. I'm on the pill, of course. So, don't you dare hesitate. Put that wonderful penis where it belongs. Put it in me. Yes. Pump those big, powerful hips into me. That's it. Give me every single inch. Drive it to the hilt. Please. Please be gentle. Just fuck me gently. That's it. Yes. Yes. Yes, just like that. Keep going. Fuck. Your penis feels so nice inside of me. So strong and so rigid. I can get addicted to this. I can see why Vivian is such a fucking slut. Deeper. Fuck me deeper, please. I think I'm gonna come. Oh my god. Please. Let me come on you. Let me come on that big, strong penis of yours. I wanna clamp down around you. I want you to feel it. I'm there. I'm coming. Look at me. Look at me in the eyes. When it happens, I'm coming. Coming. You want to come too? Detective, yeah? You wanna finish inside me? Yeah? Wanna shoot that sperm deep inside of me? Work for it. Thrust those hips. Keep hitting me deep. Oh, that's it. Like that. Good. Keep it up. There you go, Detective. I can feel you tensing up again. Feel that penis swelling and throbbing. It's okay. It's okay. You don't have to hold on. Just let go. Give me a nice intravaginal ejaculation. That's it. What? Too clinical? Fine. How's this? Come. Come inside me. Give me a cream pie, baby. Spurt that load as deep as possible. Yeah. Better. Good. Now, do it. Let go inside me. Bathe my loins in that hot, virile load. Give it to me. Come inside. Go inside. Come. Oh, fuck. Yes, that's it. That's it. Let it go. Keep coming for me. Every last drop. There we go. There we go. Detective, you filled me so completely. I've never felt a man unload like that before. Never felt such a passionate release. You really let loose, didn't you? Well, that was well worth compromising my professionalism and honor. I feel no regrets, Detective. None. I really should let my inner whore loose more often, though, don't you think? Yeah, it was good for me, too. You wanna withdraw from me now? Not that I wouldn't mind being connected to you longer, but I think you have work to do. Fuck. That's a lot of sperm. I'll never get over that taste. Thankfully, I'm on the pill. Because if I wasn't, you would have impregnated me for sure. Let's clean up and get dressed. I don't want to impede your investigation any further. But I will thank you for that effort you put forth just now. Now, get back to work, Detective.